Howdy, everybody out there. We're back after taking a week off. We got a brand new episode for you today. We're going to be taking a listen to The Gray and catching up with them. But first, we wanted to tell you that officially, as of right now, our Discord server is open to everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a patron. It doesn't matter if you give us money anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're a patron. You can join right now. There's going to be a link in the description of this episode. It's a fantastic community, and I sincerely hope you check it out. We want to hear your thoughts on episodes. We want you posting in those channels, and I guarantee you that everyone there will treat you politely, and I hope you do the same. Don't forget, we have a Kickstarter launching August 28th. August 28th, Saturday, we're going to be streaming all day long. It's like a mini Theriathon type of thing. The entire book team's going to be a part of it, and I got something pretty fun, actually. I hope you guys really enjoy that. Make some time that Saturday, and get ready to claim one of these badass books for yourself. And of course, Dragon Con. We are going to Dragon Con. We will be putting on a show, and this year, out of all years, we're going to be in the Grand Ballroom. So that's the same ballroom they use for celebrity games. I really hope that we see you guys there. I completely understand if we don't. But obviously, every single year, we like to see our listeners, and we didn't get a chance to last year. We want to shake your hands. We want to, you know, kiss your mouths. No, we're not going to do that. But we do want to just hang out with you guys, get a chance to know you. Without further ado, let's hear from our sponsors really quick and then get right back to a brand new episode of The Gray. I have a feeling you guys are going to want to talk to me about it afterward. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Let's do that thing where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Chase. I'm the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, start with Mandy.
Hi, guys. This is Mandy, and I play Lee Argent, the human fighter with a broken leg.
And Michael.
Hey, I'm Michael, and I play Takar Featherwright, the barbarian bard.
Man, that was downright sensual. I don't know. You put a little English, and it was like, hi, I'm Michael. Like, it was like.
Be sure to like and subscribe.
Oh, please do. Yes. And Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I play Tobin, the tiefling drunken monk with a broken arm, I think. I don't remember.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I know.
I'll refresh you.
I know.
Don't worry about it. I got it. And last and certainly not least, Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I play Delphine Gray, the elven cleric who also has a broken leg.
Hello.
You may remember Karen from last episode where she fucked around and found out.
Honestly, I'd do it again.
I had fun. Like,
what was the name of the whip woman?
The pain master.
I didn't realize how quarantine put people in, like, just turn them into horn dogs, because they're all about that. on the forums and in real life, all about that.
Man, I didn't expect that fight to last that long, but if that character ever gets to interact with Takar again or any of you, I am cranking that up to 11 and breaking the knob off. I will make you uncomfortable, Mandy.
And then that's Mandy my died. Mandy is playing a Karen.
Watching Neil Green.
Yeah.
Just gonna choose.
Last time, you faced some challenges, let's say, and a definite setback in the breaking of your limbs. Tobin is suffering from a left broken arm. Tuck has a right broken leg. Lee and Delphine are, their bones are set. So, like, they're going to be better, but...
You're welcome, everybody. I did my best, okay?
Yeah, they're not out of the woods yet. That's still, like, the bone is set, not healed. Like, you still got a week. but left leg and right leg, respectively. Now, thank God, Jerry the Sauce Master came to the rescue like a phoenix reborn. And with the help of Luna, loaded you up on a cart and is taking you back to Westport now. Thank God for those two.
You can't thank yourself, so stop that.
I don't think now, the words thank God for Jerry should ever be.
I don't know. You tell us. You tell us, Patreon people. Tell us out there on our Discord. Actually,
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Fun fact, everybody, our Discord is going to be open to everyone, regardless of whether or not you're on our Patreon. So all of you out there who are listening and have wanted to interact with our Discord, please do. Let us know if you like Jerry and how much you like Jerry.
Or if you hate Jerry because Jerry is stupid.
There are our audience is slightly I'd call it a 70-30 split with there's a couple of detractors, but I'd say overall the audience is a pretty big fan of Jerry.
80-24 Jerry for sure. Are you kidding me? 70-80-24. we're fighting a losing war out there, man.
So you guys are taking this bumpy road back to Westport, and it's kind of slow going. It's a crappy little, it's like bunk, 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 but finding every rock and bump and pothole. It isn't even a paved road. It's just like a field until you get back to civilization. And man, you're going just fast enough that I'd say Luna is sitting in the back, just kind of like, because it's hot. It's hot right now. So you're traveling just fast enough that the constant drool that's coming out of her mouth kind of catches the wind and falls away in an arc. So you don't, it's like chaos theory. You don't exactly know where it's going to land, but it's probably on you. So I don't know who's in the back, but that's just, you're probably going to be wet. It's like a Gallagher concert.
I think is what I said last game. I'm riding side by side with Jerry at the front.
Well, here's the thing. Wherever Lee is, that's where Luna's gonna be.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah. That's fine, yeah.
Of course.
And every once in a while, she'll try to comfort Lee by ramming her hard skull into yours, just really hard, just every once in a while, just to make contact.
And Lee is very unhappy with how things are going, so she is just sitting there, staring into the distance as this dog headbutts her and just and just keeps staring.
Is there a conversation that happens at any point? Because you got a little bit of a ride. Is it just silence? Because you're in, I'm everybody's in pain, obviously, but is it an all is lost moment? Is there a battle plan? Is there okay, as soon as we get back at the town, we'll do this? Or is it more tell me, what's the mood? How are each of you feeling? Let's go around the table and share. Let's start with Mandy.
Lee is stewing. So, losing the battle and then getting their bones broken and then Jerry and Luna coming to their rescue. Just, it is the worst day ever. And so she is stewing. She is brooding all the things and mostly thinking, fuck the Gisrai. Fuck them.
An understandable position. Michael, your thoughts? Is it I imagine for Takar, there's it's kind of a bittersweet thing. Cause the limb's broken. There was a film, but you got to meet the Pain Master. Maybe there's an unrequited love thing going on there. A will they, won't they, a Jim and Pam. How are you going to play that out?
I hope I get the chance to actually kill her next time I see her. also, even though he's a Minotaur, he never actually like was raised among the Minotaurs. He doesn't have that like honor or shame kind of like of the same level, but he's actually been feeling, I mean, he lost at the pits a few times. He's been, he almost feels like even though he's this big towering thing, he feels pretty weak. So he's just like, what's wrong? Is this place like, there's like some kind of magic around here that's making him weaker? Because he was like, he felt unstoppable on the mainland, right? Like, right. He was only because his master got captured or whatever, and he's, you know, was on that quest, but he never had that like doubted his ability to take down whoever was in front of him. He's been jailed before, he's been like stopped, but it's taken so much. But to be like, oh, this little tiny group of people that looked like nothing took him out, and his whole group, like, what? Like, he's still reeling, like, he hasn't figured out the math, because it doesn't make any sense, because he's a math and Takar, ha. But, like, just, he's like, should I, the bard stuff from what my master taught me, is that what he's, like, is there some lesson there that he taught me that I totally missed, and I screwed up because it's my fault, or should I have worked out more? Maybe talk to Tobin and see, like, what if he's doing all right? Did I screw up somewhere? That's, like, totally just in his head, which is new for him.
Speaking of Tobin, what's going through Tobin's head?
A couple different things. Like, one, he's sitting up front with Jerry because he feels just uncalculable guilt that this guy, he survived the abandonment. So he's just like, oh, this is awkward. Normally when I abandon people, they're gone. Like, I don't see them anymore. But this guy, this once highly incompetent creature, is somehow bobbed and weaved his way to freedom. He's no longer indentured servitude from what I remember. Like, he's out of it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, one, he's just like, holy crap. Like, oh, okay, Jer. And two, he's had broken limbs before. That's how he learned how to fight. That's a typical monk thing.
Right. It's just, you know, not fun.
No, not at all. And broken by the same type of person that broke it this time, too.
Oh, so this is like coming home.
Kind of, yeah. Gitzerai monks, you know, were the ones that taught him and his dad when they went to the place, so it's not uncommon for him. But mm-hmm. It has been a long time since he's had a broken hand, or a broken arm, I should say. So I think a lot of it is introspective, where he's like thinking, like he remembers, he looks down at his arm that's broken and constantly remembering the training and snapping back. So it's like things that he hasn't thought about in a long time. Kind of like when you smell a smell or eat a food that you haven't eaten in a very long time and you just get hit with all those memories. And it's like just a consistent train of memories going through. And also he's worried about getting fired because his job and Takar's was to protect the group from things like this. So he's thinking, like, the minute we get to Westport, I'm fired. Like, I need to find a new job. He's thinking, like, or maybe, you know, we can spin it so it's like, oh, we were outnumbered. There's no way. But
maybe you need it on the team.
No.
A Jerry.
Well.
You needed a Jerry. Maybe that's the hidden spice that was like, that's your third heat. Like, you just needed, like, that's the team.
Tobin realizes that if Jerry were there, Jerry would have died first. So he's like, huh, okay. I'll keep that in mind. We might need somebody to, like, a DBZ scouter, so to speak. What's their power level at? Jerry's a pretty good live barometer for that. But yeah, it's. I think mainly he's feeling very introspective, but also worried that, like, oh, I'm going to lose my job here. This is serious.
And Delphine, obviously. We need to pick your brain. We need to know what's going on. Obviously, the leader always has a plan. So I think in times like this, there might be a little silence, but eventually, especially when you see town on the horizon, everyone's just going to crane their neck and look at Delphine.
Why do you do that? Why do you have to?
I'm trying
do that?
To paint a picture. I'm hey, trying I mean, to like yeah. I'm trying to take you there. You You're knew the this was coming a month ago.
Like, oh my God.
How nervous.
Well, then
she is.
I didn't break enough limbs. That's what you're telling me. Like, I didn't. Like, I got to make it more memorable.
Well, I mean, I feel like this is not, this is not the first time things haven't gone according to plan, but this is the first time that things are fucked. And Delphine's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? But I guess, like, the closer they get to town, I think she's gonna be feeling a little remorseful for the situation that we, that she got the group into. Because she did run her mouth a lot. Just a little bit. But I think, like, yeah, like, the closer that they get to town, she's gonna just, you know, tell everyone, I am very sorry for what just happened. I didn't think about what could possibly happen. And if you guys want to split from the company, then that's fine with me. We'll figure something out.
When you say that, do you mean like a severance package or like,
I mean, if there's any fucking money left, I don't carry all of it on me.
Yeah, what? We... I mean, it's a lot of gold.
It's a lot of money.
I know, but I'm physically carry it. Yeah.
I know, I'm just hoping he could have just been... No, you carry it in a backpack so it's not gone.
There's a couple of things that we have to discuss that are not going to be pleasant.
I know. Yeah. But I don't... But I don't know about that yet, so...
Yeah.
I think Tobin, when you say that, Tobin would look back into the cart and then back forward and back into the cart again. So, I'm not fired.
Of course not.
Oh, yeah, of course! No, yeah! Woohoo! Yeah, nah. Oh, he turns around. Oh, thank God. Oh.
As Tobin's like, oh, of course not, Jerry would pipe up. Nah, you're a pretty valuable member of the team, man. We need you.
Tobin shakenly tilts his head sideways towards Jerry, like ticking almost. We. So you said Jerry, we? Is that?
Yeah, man, we. You know, just, yeah.
Tobin.
Okay. Let me make you a pitch. I was thinking I could at least, you know, drive you guys around or, like, you know, just if you guys had an escort, maybe that would have went a little more smoothly.
You know, Jerry, if we're up to me and I'm gonna try and lift my broken arm and realize I can't do that. So then I just kind of, like, put my hand, like, on his shoulder, but reaching across because it's my right hand that's not broken. And it was up to me, Jerry Bear. I would hire you in an instant, but I'm not in charge of that stuff, so I'm going to have to talk to the boss. And I kind of Tobin motions his head towards the back. So I'm rooting for you, but you're going to have to pitch that to them. Don't look at me for that stuff.
I'll keep it down for now. You guys are mending. Oh, I know a dock. We could go there. Maybe they speed things up a little bit.
Are they like a doctor, or are they like a doctor who's a cook?
No. Like a cleric. Because I met them a couple days back, and. They were real nice to me, and I helped them out a bit, so they kind of owe me a little bit of a favor.
Tobin nods. Sounds good, Jerry, but again, I'm just a simple man. I don't make the decisions here, so you might want to talk to the captain about that. And then he's just going to, like...
Hey, Miss Delphine! Like, just, back, yeah. Just shouting, just...
I'm, like, probably, like, right behind him, too.
It's a small cart. Like, it's not, like... but he's gonna shout like your rooms away.
What did you help them out with that they owe you a favor?
You mean the cleric? Like, yeah. He's got it, like, he thinks he's got to elevate his voice.
Yeah, no, she's responding exactly at this level. Yes, yeah, that's cleric.
I don't think he would notice. I think gradually, like, subconsciously, it would lower over time, but, like, not fast. Well, there are these drug dealers, and, it's turning to Bobcat Goldthwait again. If you gotta yell, it's good. And, they knifed a cleric, and that guy died. But, like, the other clerics were doing pretty good. So I was part of a little cleanup crew. We cleaned up all the blood, and we got rid of the mess.
I don't think Delphine really knows what to say to that.
I will speak up and... You know, Jerry, you're one of the few people that... You create more questions than answers.
Well, thanks.
Tobin, no problem.
Tobin has his eyes closed, but when he says, oh, thanks, he's going to open one eye and look at him like, what the fuck?
Like, he sees, it's like, that, I mean, that must be a compliment, right? Like, I'm one of the few. Like, that's gotta be a rarity, right?
Your superpower.
I mean, we can't really do too much right now. We're all very broken, so.
So Jerry's our fucking surrogate Sherpa. From the movie Surrogates, starring Bruce Willis. Is that what he is right now?
Wow, what a weird deep cut. Man.
I watched it a couple nights ago.
I would have also accepted Keanu Reeves' replicas.
Damn.
I was thinking one star Uber, but I guess.
One star, too talkative. Did not have disinfectant.
I feel real bad. Is there anything I can do? Like, are you hungry? Because I got stuff.
I am not hungry at all, Jerry. I think we should just go to the cleric.
Yep. You're totally right. And he's going to tell this older, like, nag, donkey, horse type of things, like, mush! Like, and you will go no faster, and, and gradually you're going to get back to Westport.
Do we need to check on the ship first?
Yeah, I think.
Interesting question. So, it's. Let me help with this one, Karen. Here's the essence.
Because there's so many shitty things that are about to happen.
Well, let's say. They did go to your ship right away. Mm-hmm. What if they're still there? And then you show up and you're in worse shape than you were the first time you fought them. How's that going to go? However, if you don't go to the ship, what if they're there and they're just running roughshod? Like, what do you do there?
Feel like we need like an Albert to get a message to like our lion folk friend or something.
Albert? Or are you thinking my boy?
I don't know anything about your boy Jonas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Albert, you're right. Albert. Let's do Albert.
Adalbert is the name. Don't even know the names of your crew. No wonder you got people hiding in the vents.
I stumbled over it. I'm sorry. I did intend to say his real name.
I think I see the clerical error now that it's a Milton from Office Space situation. That's how you, like, he's on the payroll, but like just hidden.
I thought you were just doing a power move.
Their new name is Albert. Yeah.
Albert.
I think he'd be okay with it too. He's the kind of guy who'd be like, oh yes, of course, yes.
Yeah. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. let's do this. Let's bring up the Westport map, baby.
Can I see any fires in the sky that are coming from the port?
Oh shit! You know what we can do? Give me a moment. I'll hook you guys up.
He's got a special screen for fires too, just like he had nighttime one and rain and one for fires.
I mean, it would come in handy, honestly.
Oh, man, we could have been peacekeepers. We could have been miners. We could have been explorers.
Have you listened to the peacekeepers? It's not going great for them either.
They gotta deal with stuff too, but that's like, you know, political stuff. Come on.
Right. Well, I'm gonna
Hey, this is a map of Westport.
Yeah, baby.
It's like a map from a book map.
Yeah, that'll be in the Adventurer's Guide to Theria Volume 2, Talor. The Kickstarter for that launches August 28th.
Oh my god.
Bright and early Saturday.
I'm about to drop 5 hundos immediately as soon as that fucking Kickstarter starts. Look at
this
shit.
So far now, I have a car payment.
Don't worry, I'll pay.
Look, you got $16,000. No, no.
Yeah. I keep paying my credit card.
That's such a got any change? No, sorry, moment. And then you hit.
So, if you look at the map, you guys are coming from the south. Now, here's the problem. There's the docks, obviously, where your ship is. To the left, more to the, you know, the northwest. And to the east, a little bit more towards the town center, is where the cleric would be. So you basically have to make a decision. Which way you break in, west or east?
Oh. Where are we going, Captain?
Don't you just love kicking off sessions with a big binary decision that could completely influence the rest of not only this session, but the campaign itself?
Well, let's talk about the certainties, if I may.
The known knowns, yes.
The first known known, that boat's getting lit up on fire. That's happening.
You think they'll, like,
they will kill,
destroy it?
They will burn it. They don't care about it. Or they'll rob it. Either way.
My cat is on that ship.
Bad things are going to happen to
I
the
just
boat,
realized
regardless
my
of
cat
what we
is
do.
On that ship.
Because sure, if we go to the boat and we start riling up guards to come help us and we get there, these monks are going to just rip through the guards like it's nothing. I'm pretty positive. I could be wrong.
I mean, if they do that, they lose their neutrality.
Do you think these motherfuckers care about neutrality? Look at who they are.
Like, I mean, then they have a whole town that they're never going to get like shit from. So, I mean, that's on a bonus for us.
That's true. So the unknown knowns would be, is Master Armsman Birkthal acting with orders from management, or did he just go rogue?
Yeah, because he told us to stop selling weapons, and then he's the one. I think ultimately he's the one who decided to break our bones and not kill us too. That sounds like he didn't have orders. It sounds like this is more of his decision to do that.
Oh, that was his decision.
Yeah.
His vision was more that you rot in a field in the sun, but you can't always get what you want.
I guess I would vote boat. Just because I know we can't fight them, but we can at least see what's happening to it. Mm-hmm. And then if we really get killed or beat up beyond repair, Jerry can take us to, what was it, you said, the number three?
Cleric. No, so it's just the local cleric, so it's more in the town center, but near four.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
We have a chauffeur, essentially, who is more than willing to take our half-dead corpses or bodies to the cleric that he knows.
I think you're forgetting about something.
But do we, like, three of the four of us can't walk.
And then there's Roland.
Yeah, oh, his hands shit. Are fucked.
His hands are super duper fucked.
Okay.
I mean, he's got like fucking octopus hands.
I'm the only one with a broken arm, not right? Help.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Okay, so like the place the cleric is kind of like through the center of town. What if like we went to the cleric and then because Tobin can walk, what if he tried to sneak towards the docks to see if anything was going on the ship?
Oh, Tobin will love this idea.
Sneak is a strong word.
Okay, but you
can do it. That's not impossible.
And so you could move more stealthy than a group of broken-legged people on a cart pulled by a donkey.
I can. That is very true. Yes. And Tobin is more than willing to do the job, whatever job his boss gives him, because he's definitely not trying to get fired right now. After failing his initial job is to protect, and that didn't go so well. So,
yes.
Should there be an attempt of getting the guards to come with you, or a guard, or some kind of like, hey, they threatened the boat?
To answer your question, Michael, yes, I would probably start rallying. If I got to a point where I could see the boat and it's on fire, I'm rousing up the guards. Like, hey! Even though they'd probably already be there if the boat's on fire. But either way. If I see trouble, I will rouse the guards. I'm not trying to. I cannot fight. I have one hand.
Cool. Does the city know Roland like pretty well? Like,
I mean, him and Welfare fixture. Yeah, they don't outfit any of the guards really, because they tend to make more special built custom stuff. But yeah, I mean, they've been around for a while. They're known. I wouldn't say they'd get any, like, big-time special treatment.
I was wondering, I guess I don't know if I should roll for perception or anything on this, but to see if anyone, like, recognized Roland and, like, either ran off to go, either, like, a reaction of us rolling into town at all, of recognition or anything like that.
Well, let's see, actually. Because I don't know if you guys have a reputation around town yet. Like, you're not fixtures, but
I think Michael and I did earn a reputation though from being in so many fights. I think you said something like that. We got some form of reputation. I don't remember if it was good or bad, but I know we got something.
I mean, it's okay. You have a reputation in that circle, right? Oh, like, yeah, there's, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if, like, local street vendors would know you and stuff like that. So
not unless they're in the ring with us or betting on us.
So, let's do this. Because that's an 18. So, Roland would, I mean, he's, what do you do with your hands in a situation like that? So, they've just been in his lap. And, like, Roland doesn't normally do a ton of black sports. Because he's an artiste. The mood has to strike him, right? Like, he'll get an idea for, like, something like that axe or something like that, and it's like, oh, this would be my masterpiece. Like, he's, like he's gotta be passionate about it, but, like, he's just been sitting there looking at his hands, and it's like, this may impact him forever. And I think after a while he'd break that silence. I think I'm going to get off. If you do decide to go to the docks, I'm going to get my hands fixed. I think I need to make something.
Oh.
And there's like a little grit and determination in his voice. Like, he's angry, which I don't know if you've seen anger from him yet. Like, he's not an angry guy. He's pretty laid back.
Tobin would look to his employer, Delphine. Permission to go spy on the boat, boss.
Yeah, do that. If you see, like, Adalbert or somebody, we should also send them off to give a message to the line folk about what happened to, because their shipment's going to be impacted.
He'll nod and he'll look to Jerry and give him a wink. Thanks for the ride, Jer. And then sigh as he winks. And then jump off the cart.
Good luck!
And he'll run. He'll Naruto run into the city.
I just imagine the one arm.
One arm, yeah, one arm is dangling.
I'm just thinking, ow, ow, ooh, ow.
Yeah. Why don't I have a splint? Ah.
You literally just, like, gave yourself a sling, too. It's so easy.
Yeah, you can.
Just tear up a shirt to show off them pecs. Just. So we're going to go get patched up at the clerics, right? All right. So that's going to take you just a little bit longer. So rolling a ride along with you. And to get each one of you fixed up, it's going to cost 40 gold. Now, here's what we need to start breaking down. How liquid is Delphine cash-wise right now?
Right.
How much is in the bank? How much is Gilbert Garden? Like, you have an office. You have a safe, I would imagine. You have, mm-hmm. like, you're a businesswoman. Like, this is not your first rodeo. So, if you were advising me financially, because I have no
idea what that feels like.
Yeah, no, it feels like a lost fucking cause. But if you were advising me financially, and I just had all of the money that I have just in my hands, clutched in a fist. Mm. How much would you say, Jason, you'd probably want to put this in the bank, and how much would you say you can take that out?
Well, I think before we had left to deal with that situation, we had talked about potentially stopping to pick up some gems to do a scrying, but then that never kind of happened. So I think she would have a little bit more than normal because the gem that was needed for that spell was like 1,000 gold.
You did pay the crew too.
Yeah.
So is this a business expense?
What's today?
It is the 13th of Rangway.
Jesus. Yeah. Sure is. It's not payday yet though.
So. But they were paid. Like, they're sitting on, like, is this a business expense or is everyone, do you provide health care for your workers?
Oh, you're saying, like, am I going to pay for the cleric? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to pay for the cleric. Absolutely.
Okay. That's what. So, like the crew, do you have all your money clutched in a fist?
Not all of it.
Well, tell me, give me a percentage, Karen.
Hold on, let me do some quick math.
Jason's at least giving you a choice.
I know. Like,
nah, I could be so much crueler.
I know you could.
Also, I don't think when I got employed that I got health insurance on my benefits pack, so I'm going to need to get a lawyer to look at this again. Mine just says looking fit. That's all my benefits. I don't know what that equates to.
I would say like 20-25%. So I'd say like she'd probably have like $2,000 on her currently.
That's 25. Holy.
Did you not look at the business account?
Yeah. No, I guess it's just when you say it out loud, it's just, I don't know why fictional Karen's got to be as loaded as regular Karen.
I'm like, not loaded at all.
It's just like, Susan's a lawyer, you are rich. Like, I think.
I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
Accountants are rich, right? That's how that works.
Here's the thing, Karen. I'm going to start a rumor. Let's now. Okay. Let's go. I'm going to say you're related to the Heinz ketchup fortune. Like that. Just it sounds bizarre, but it could be true. Like it's just plausible enough. You're like the third cousin twice removed, and
I get some of that ketchup money.
Yeah, like that's like yeah. You came up with mayo chup. And you're riding that high. Like, you've been
Did she also invent the green ketchup?
The Shrek shop? No.
The one that they, it was like a 90.
It's like again, a squeeze.
97 yeah. invention. An invention right alongside 3D Doritos and Sobe energy drinks.
I'm so mad that all the 3D Doritos are spicy. Can I talk about that? Can't we just have regular cheddar and Cool Ranch? Why?
Also, never ever use the green ketchup on eggs because it looks like you're eating fucking vomit.
Oh, yeah, no. That presentation's a big thing for me. So, $2,000, I guess, in your pocket. So let's get these people. Are you paying for Roland's too? Roland's got money, but
yes,
like, you know.
Of okay, course.
He would reach into his pocket, but you know, fucking like, you know, like he's got.
So wrong.
Hold on, I have it. Oh, like he's trying. Like he can't get into that coin purse. Like it's.
No, I'm just gonna pay for everybody.
All right, so that
I'm gonna
be...
do this thing where I just block. Use my body to block the area where all the payment is taken.
Oh, like you tried to do it at the fucking grocery store and I edged you out? So that shit coming a mile away. Yeah, no. yeah, okay. So that'll be 260 gold.
Got it.
All together, everyone. And I'm imagining you're prepaying for Tobin later.
Yeah. Okay. We got another guy coming around. His arm's fucked up.
So, normally, a cleric would need to cast regeneration on each broken bone, but fingers are, he needs all those. So, like, they're not going to charge you for each finger, but okay. It's painful, because it's like, okay, we got to set these bones so that when I heal it, it doesn't heal all wonky. So each one of those fingers need to be, like, pulled on, and you hear that pop. Pop! So it's just screaming in a Spanish accent for a while. it's fucking painful.
I would hold his hand, but...
Yeah, no. Just maybe a shoulder rub or something. Let's...
I'll koala bear hug him.
So each one, at the, like you're, you know, they get to legs and arms, just pop! Pop! You know, it sucks. But after that, regeneration... almost immediately takes away that pain. It is a, you know, you can, it's a very strange feeling. You can feel the bone mend over the course of like 10 seconds. So like, if you've ever had a broken bone or a really bad fracture or sprain or something like that, imagine like this inside, like it's almost itchy. Like, like it's inside under the skin. And like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's just going to feel stiff. Like you've laid on it for a while or something, and then it's good as new, basically. So,
like when you get your cast taken off after having a
yeah, you know, like so that like it's money well spent, I would say, because our rule is 7 days of not moving it or using it to mend that bone, and you don't have that. So, I'd say. All said and done, this is probably going to take an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
A little bad.
Let's go check out Tobin and what Tobin's doing. Here's what I need you guys to do before we even broach the topic of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The way I've laid this out, how lenient they are with this ship depends on your roles tonight. Each one of you are going to give me a flat d20, and I'm going to be making some notes on this side. Just know that you're looking for high rolls. Let's start with Michael.
Fun times.
So this is going to be for
table, come on.
That's a one.
That's a one. Yeah. The ghost of Anvin comes back.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm fired.
So, well, it's a mystery now. Here's what I'm doing on this side. I'm... I'm noting how well they treat your crew, your ship, your cargo, and not in any specific order, but just know that one of those is a one.
I swear to God, if they touch a hair on my poor Gilbert's head.
Mandy, can I get a flat d20?
I'm so sad now. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Please. Can't get any worse.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That's a four. I mean, it's a four. That's four times better than that one earlier.
We're not, guys, we're not rolling great.
Well, it's up to Alex and Karen now. Alex, can I get a flat d20, please?
Yes, you can, because it's going to be at least 15. 13. 13 works.
13. I'll take a 13. Karen.
Yep. Put in a little.
So far, we have a one, a four, and a 13. Now, I can't tell you what these are for yet, but a one would be unspeakable things done to, let's say, crew members. Like, horrible, terrible things. It also could be your ship, which that's not easy to replace. Not even for Moneybags Delphine. Like, it's going to be tough. And then there's your cargo, and there's one other thing that I haven't mentioned yet. I need a flat d20, please.
Hey!
19! 19.
I was just going to say, Jason didn't offer her a deal or anything. That was the perfect time to make a deal.
Give me a minute.
He hasn't mentioned what the thing is.
So, here's the thing. Roland was there with you, and Roland was a part of this. So Roland and Welf is the last thing. Now, I'm going to offer you a deal.
Karen. There it is. Yeah.
We know that there's a one in the chamber right now. There's one in the gun easy. Mm-hmm. So something's getting fucked up tonight, and that four ain't much better. Now, I'm going to offer you this deal. Door number one. We roll for it. We see where these land, and we just leave it up to random chance. Door number two. You get to pick two of the outcomes that are affected, and then I pick the other two. But I'm going to go for the pain.
Yeah, because you're the pain master.
Shall we resist it?
I hate to put another decision in your lap so soon after the last one.
I'll feel so fucking guilty, though, if, like, I have to pick...
I mean, plausible deniability is a lovely thing. If you leave it up to chance, it's the dice fault, right? Although, you could spare someone some grieving by picking. It's a tough decision.
I'm just going to roll, because I can't. Neither option is great. High roll, I pick. Low roll, we roll. All right, guess I'm picking. So I get to pick any of them?
Oh, you can put anything anywhere. So, let me remind you, there's Roland and Welves. Mm-hmm. Your ship, your crew, your cargo.
I feel like, as much as it sucks, like, cargo can get fucked, right? Like,
oh, let me. So, cargo, in this case, is anything that isn't the ship itself.
Yeah.
Anything. Possessions, just anything.
Mm-hmm.
I love this game so much.
I hate it.
And you don't even have a milkshake.
I don't even have a fucking milkshake. Alright. Why don't we do... We're fucked without that ship. Like, literally fucked without the ship.
Yeah, so you don't give that a 1 or a 4.
No.
Let someone else do the 1 or the 4.
Oh, someone else can do those?
Yeah, I'll choose them.
No.
I'm here to help.
I know.
I'm a helper.
You're such a good helper. I feel like I should choose a high and a low one, right? Like, I should choose a bad and a good.
Yeah.
I feel like they can fuck our cargo. Like, that's fine. I don't...
Do you want to poll the audience? Do you want to ask the crew?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because here's what I'm thinking, right? Like, Roland and Wolf, they could take a little bit of a beating, right? Like,
boy.
Well, in my head, if I may, Captain.
Yeah.
I would pick the two good ones to use. So, our crew is what makes us unique. A crew makes the boat, not the other way around. And we have a pretty good crew. I mean, your character might not know it, but we have a very valuable asset capable of massive espionage, which would be useful in the future. Roland and Welps would have to be our new place of operations because no one else is going to take us in too, right? Who else is going to let us stay with them? So my two choices would be the crew and Roland and Welps.
Yeah.
Is it right for Roland and Welps to suffer for decisions at Delphine?
No. As one of the high ones. As
yeah.
The ninth
yeah,
line.
No. I'm just reassuring you that that's probably, you know, but who am I?
Yeah. I would think say that to the ship. I mean, without it and without the cargo, we wouldn't be able to have anybody to hire anymore because we... If the car, you know, his decision, he's probably going to fuck the cargo. And so we're not going to have the money. So we can't hire new people. So if we had the crew, I mean, we don't have the money either. But, you know, now they have nowhere to go. Or
so
you can...
If we lose the boat and we keep the crew, why would the crew stay with us?
Because they're loyal. They did roll high on the loyalty.
They don't know anything about
that. I mean, they were loyal until you started casting them out like it was an episode of Survivor.
We cast one that caused a fire on the boat.
And he's back. Yeah.
Yeah, he's back. That's all water under the bridge, man. He's here.
So, I'd love to know what you guys think at home. There's a 1, a 4, a 13, and a 19. How would you divvy up this? If you were the captain, if you were in charge, who would you punish? Who would you save? That's probably the wrong way to word it, huh?
God, I almost want to say make the negatives the crew and have Jason have to decide how about... Oh, how pissed off should we make Discord? They love the crew.
Do you think I won't? Because I will. Look, I'm already gonna have Discord on my ass for the behind the scenes. I'm ready. I'm ready to fight. Let's go. Like Teddy Roosevelt. I'm gonna
full circle.
I'm afraid I'm gonna need an answer.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Regis. My bad.
I mean, we could always say Roland and Wolf's in the cargo and the crew and the ship are lost.
You really do not like our crew.
It's because they didn't like her, because they're my boys. That's why.
I don't care one iota about them. Okay, I like Adalbert.
Well, that... Wow.
Adalbert's a good boy. Jeannie was okay. She was just annoying.
She's talky.
So she was, you know, but she was...
You met Elle. Fine. Like, yeah. It's just...
She's fine.
She started listening to your group. And I got in trouble because I based Jeannie off of that storytelling ability. So she's eventually going to get to this episode. I love you, sweetie. Dead on, though. Dead on.
Has she picked it up? Like, that it's based on?
Oh, no. She absolutely. Okay. The first words out of her mouth, it's like, how dare you? Like, she messaged me. She knew. Like, she. Nice. We're self-aware.
Makes a really good point about Roland and Wolves being our base now.
Yeah.
I think in that, like, if thinking about it from that perspective, we could lose the ship. Guys, my dad's gonna be so mad at me.
Oh, it's screaming.
This boat was
made by Versace. Gucci. It's a Gucci boat. Okay.
Ugly ass pattern all over the side of it.
Did you really call the cops?
You bet your ass I did.
Oh, my mom's gonna be so mad at me.
Gucci gang.
I think that's what we're gonna have to do.
I need you to say the words officially.
Crew and Roland and Welves, they get a. Well, Roland and Welves get a pass, but I think the crew could stand to be roughed up a little bit, right? Like,
yes.
I need numbers, Karen. I need official.
I was thinking the 19 could go to Roland and Welves. And then the crew could take the 13.
These are your final answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
To lock them in? Is there a button I have to press?
Nope, I just, once they're in ink.
Flexi thing that I have to flip over.
Two people have to turn the key at the same time.
There's some suitcases. It's a whole thing.
That was such a beautiful ship.
It was. Goodbye.
Okay, but like, is Gilbert part of the crew?
Yeah, he should be, because we built him when we made the crew.
Don't. Yeah, just.
I think that because he's a special kind of cat, he's a dire cat, that he has super special instincts, and he knows that he needs to get out of this ship before bad things happen.
Well, we'll see.
He is so smart. He's the smartest boy.
Was he, like, left in charge of the crew at one point?
Everyone, you work under Gilbert now.
Look at this org chart.
It goes Delphine, Lee, Gilbert.
Wow.
Gilbert.
Whoa. Okay.
Approves his own expense reports.
All right. How close are you trying to get here? Are you like you're just kind of maybe down near the docks, and you're trying to crane your head like down the way? Are you trying to sneak up to basically where the ship, you know, is? And
definitely doing the Assassin's Creed, the old Assassin's Creed, where you hide in the crowd as they move, kind of just slowly making his way through the people. Because I assume the docks are pretty stocked with people normally, right? Because you said that there's a lot of boats.
Yeah, I mean, that's where, you know, that's where the comings and goings are, right?
Right, right.
Kids come in, people go out, like it's, yeah.
Okay, so Tobin would be kind of not gliding through the crowd, but like moving at a slow pace through the crowd to kind of blend in with them from time to time.
Okay, little moving, Anzio.
Yeah, I'm trying to move towards the docks, or towards where the boat is.
Can I get a stealth with advantage?
You got it. Advantage. Hey, I'll take that 15.
Sweet, 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 sweet. You're gonna... It's really tough. You keep looking, and you can't seem to find the ship. There's no fire or anything. It's just not there. Can I get a perception check from you, by any chance?
Got it.
Thank you.
Hey, guess what? Braylon and him had the same perception. +2, but Braylon didn't roll 19s.
21. Where were those rolls?
they were with Tobin all along.
Next time, we're going to make Alex roll for everybody.
No, don't do that. Because then
I think it's only fair.
I lose it then. I lose all the magic.
So you're going to look around and look around, and it's really kind of eerie. But eventually, you're going to notice that your ship is approaching the docks. Like someone took it out, and now it's coming back. Interesting thing. It's approaching the docks at full sail.
Oh no.
Like, full, like just... The Brutus is barreling, some would say, toward the docks.
And she's a big girl. I remember.
Oh, it's a big girl.
She's a big girl.
So we may have ourselves a speed 2 cruise control situation.
I knew you were gonna. I was gonna say lethal weapon, but
equally good.
Yeah. Well, that's a discussion for another day. Tobin, once he pieces this together that the Brutus is coming in full speed, it's gonna crash, right? He can piece that together pretty easily.
I don't think it would take long.
Okay. He's going to rush towards the area where the boat's going to crash, but not the dock, but like, not the actual dock where it's going to, where it should park normally. He's going to go to where the people are and try to get them out of there, like clear them out. Because I envision that there's a dock, and then there are people walking next to the dock, like a main thoroughfare or something. And it's this area is not built for Brutus High to run into.
No, so like, let's say. Let me mark the map. Let me say, like... Like, that's where the Brutus was docked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming back. It's just faster.
Yeah, okay. Tobin's gonna, like, rush... Now, he's not acting incognito anymore. He's rushing through the crowd, telling him, get the hell out of his way. He's gonna get to that area... Or at least near that area, and tell everybody. I don't want to yell because I got the microphone, but like, hey, there's a boat coming. Get out of the way. The boat's gonna crash. And just start shouting with his hand in the sling that he built because he heard Delphine's voice in his head. Like, have a sling, you idiot.
What'd you build it out of?
I'd say he ripped part of his shirt off. So it's like a left pectoral showing, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? A little tiefling nipple action going on right there. BT Dubs, tiefling nipples are a little darker than his normal skin color, so just give you visual there.
Yeah. Ew. So it's like a chocolate covered cherry.
Oh, exactly. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so easy.
Come on, guys.
You hear that? Mandy's racist. So let's.
Hmm. Oh, wow. I was like right on cue. You call that immediately.
So, can I get a persuasion check?
So
are these people going to look at you like it's like, all right, nipple guy, chill out? Or are they going to go, what? Like, can you know,
I,
yeah.
Can I get a plus one for showing a nipple? Because this, I'm sitting, I'll let you decide.
But... I will put this on the table now. Everyone, till the dawn of time, gets plus one for showing a nipple.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Modifier. How do I change the modifier again? I just type plus one.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, because my persuasion and all my charisma stats are minus. Ah! Hey. Okay, 15.
15! So, slowly but surely, I think that, like, people are going to look at you, it's like, what? Like, what, you know, what, like, what do you mean a vote's got... Because that's never happened before, right? So... So... Everyone's going to start to kind of like, where? And then they're going to crane their head and it's like, all right, they're going to back up cautiously. Like, what does it hurt to listen to the guy? He might be insane, but like, the important thing is they move. I need you. One more time. Give me a perception check, please.
Because
now it's closer.
Damn, okay, maybe I am rolling for everyone next time. Jesus.
21!
We'd be in a totally different spot if I rolled all four.
Now I want it known that I'm a man of my word. So, the crew, the ones that that Toby can see, appear to be tied up like to portions of the ship. The ship seems to be fully intact. There also seems to be a large quantity of explosive mixed right at the front of the ship, which you guys know is, you know, if it's jostled too much or impacted in any way, you get yourself a big boom. Now, could I get like a wisdom check or something from you? Just like raw, you know, just to kind of give me a simulated streetwise. I know that's not your bag.
I'm a little wise. I have plus two.
Okay. That's way better than your charisma. All right.
Okay. 14.
14. Okay. Now, you know what you don't see? You don't see any Arizar. You don't see any Githzerai. So, to a layman, the Brutus, which is very clearly your ship, has your crew on it, barreling towards the docks. And if it were to crash and explode, what would people say?
That we did it.
Oh, jeez.
I don't like this game anymore.
Are there... This is gonna sound stupid.
No.
Are there, is there like chains on the docks? Like long chains?
I mean, it's mostly rope. I mean, the only chains would be attached to like anchors and
stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not strong enough to do that. I'm not Tuck. And I have one arm. I forgot about that completely.
Do you want to jump back to the other group?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like, this is kind of, I don't know what to do here.
I mean, what can you do? You know, it's just gives you some time to think.
I'm sure there's absolutely nothing wrong with the boat. It's totally fine. Our crew is waiting for us. What could go wrong?
I am a man of my word. You gave the crew a 13. So that means about 60% of them are going to live.
No, oh my god.
So, you guys are healed up at this point. Now, Roland and Welfs is on the other side of town. It's close to the docks. It's a little south for the docks. And Roland is going to... Again, there's this like fire in his eyes. This like he's He's angry that everyone got hurt. He's angry that he didn't even know it was coming. He didn't get a chance to try and help or warn you or anything. If you don't need me, I'm going to go to the workshop for a while.
Okay, do you need help with anything? Like, do you want a hand?
It might help things go faster. I have a large project. He's building you guys a mech.
What?
No, I'm joking.
That happened once before, and it didn't turn out the way that person thought it
did. Tuck is interested in, like, he's got a project. He wants to be busy. He's kind of, like, he knows that blacksmiths hit stuff. That's all he really knows. So he wants to help and be a muscle for Roland, because he wants to be useful instead of just sitting here. So we'll look to Delphine and ask if he can, and ask Roland if he would like any additional muscle, because I need to hit something.
How's Lee feel about this?
I think Lee is first, you know, thinking about what Tobin is possibly encountering. So she mostly wants to wait and see how that goes before she takes on any other projects. So I think she's just going to be pacing and just, she's waiting to see if Delphine wants to go. If everybody's going, she'll go. But otherwise, she's going to be sitting there and waiting or seeing if we can start heading towards the docks.
As you guys start to move toward the docks, in the far distance, you're going to hear an explosion. You can feel the shockwave hit you. Like, it's like watching a fireworks display that you know is, you know, a mile or two away, and you could still feel those booms in your chest. You can feel that from the docks. And there's just this deep pit in all of your stomachs that's like, oh no. Like, you know that that's not good. It's too much of a coincidence to not have something to do with you. I'm going to guess you're moving toward the docks. Probably a little faster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 So as you approach, there's this heavy plume of black smoke. You can smell wood burning. It is something that you grow accustomed to if you live in California. It's unmistakable. It's fresh mesquite every day. And you eventually, it feels like an eternity that you're running. And you're going to get there, and Tobin is kind of, like, stumbling out of this thick, black smoke. Like, he was pulled back from it, but this explosion was huge. Like, this took out, a decent chunk of the dock. Like, you're going to hear people describe what happened as they're like, what the fuck was it? You know, that type of thing. And the ship just came barreling into the dock, and as soon as it made contact, like, it kind of carved a path through the docks itself, and once it hit dry land, kaboom. You're going to see the back half of your ship just kind of like, it's just gnarled and twisted, kind of half on the docks, half in the water, kind of sinking. There's splintered wood everywhere. And now we need to roll some dice. Of the crew will live. Jonas, Jeannie, Adalbert, and Gilbert. Now, would you like me to roll for everybody on the crew? Or would each one of you like to take a person and roll for them?
I think it's only right that I take Jonas.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Everyone in the crew is going to roll, and the two highest rolls get to live. The two lowest rolls, sadly, did not make it out of that explosion alive.
Oh my god. Okay. What am I rolling for young Master Jonas?
Just a flat d20.
Okay, sweet prince. I'll see you either in this life or the next, Jonas. He's dead.
Jonas, dead.
That's a six. That is a six. Well, we know Karen's going to roll for Gilbert. I think Mandy should roll for Jeannie.
I do like Jeannie, so.
Oh, it gets too high, so if everyone rolls shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible. This is like greater than a curve. Jeannie!
17!
So, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, she's maybe. One of the good ones. I like her. Yeah.
Man, she's got a story to tell after this one. Michael, let's roll for Adalbert.
She made it, but her vocal cords right. are cut.
Oh, this is who knows, man. 12.
Jonas is dead.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, interesting. Karen.
Yeah.
You're rolling for Gilbert. Now, man, we have a 17. That's the highest right now with Jeannie. 12, Adalbert. 6, Jonas. I don't know where this is going to go. Right now, Jonas is going to die.
Yeah, he was stuck. He fell asleep in the vent. He was taking a nap in the vent.
I was joking with Michael. It's like, wouldn't it be terrible if they found him, tied him up, and placed him back in the vent that he was hiding?
Oh, my God.
You know
what?
We just
got
to hire another Jonas somewhere. I'll find
Karen, one. Depending on what you roll, either Gilbert or Adalbert.
I hate this. I like Adalbert. But Gilbert's my sweet baby boy.
Can I get a flat d20, please? 11.
By one!
I still have inspiration. Can I use it? To re-roll that?
I'll make a deal with you. Now, technically, this isn't a role for you. It's a role, but you know, like you could argue. So let's argue. You can re-roll that, and I won't even ask you to pop your inspiration. You can keep it. However, we also have to re-roll everyone else's die. Or we let it play.
Oh man.
I do three.
Madness. It's super duper fun.
Madness of the multiverse.
Chaos. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean...
It's totally okay if you want to do it, Karen.
I mean, I don't have any emotional attachments to any of the other ones, so let's do it again.
Right?
Wow. All right.
God,
you heard the lady.
Better be a good fucking roll.
Do we start backwards then? We should do Gilbert first, huh?
Yeah, we're doing backwards. First. Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
Same order?
No.
Jason doesn't want to put me out of my misery early.
You gotta tease him. You gotta
the balls motion, Jason.
Balls? Wow, that's interesting. You went right to balls. Yeah. That's interesting. Says a lot about you, Mandy.
How dare you?
Do me a favor. I need you, Alex, to roll for Jonas. Maybe Jonas gets to live. Who knows?
No, I like the idea of him getting tied up and stuffed back in the bed. Yeah, see, it's... Yeah.
Okay, 8. Yeah, not much better. Mandy, please. For Jeannie.
Okay.
19.
She's not gonna die.
Damn, it's starting to look like fate has spoken. Mm-hmm. Oof. Michael, can I please get a flat d20?
All right. Bring some chaos.
Ooh. 18! Oh, no. Oh my god. Oh
gosh.
Well?
A grown woman cry, Jason, because that's about to happen.
I hate to say it, this does not leave a lot of wiggle room. Unless you roll a 19 or a 20, I'm afraid Gilbert is not going to make it off the ship. Can I please get a flat d20?
Oh,
15. So you're going to get to the docks. And I can't imagine the chaos, panic. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Firstly, everyone is just going to, make a break for it, and slowly but surely, efforts are being made to put out this fire. Search and rescue is eventually going to take place, because not only is the people in the ship obviously need to be found, but there's everybody who didn't make it out of that explosion. People who, underestimated how powerful that was going to be. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the maximum amount of possible people it could have caught, let's say that's around 200 or so, and 1 being, we're talking barely double digits. 9.
I tried.
You did. So we're talking like 170, 180 people. Like, it is bad. Now, that doesn't mean all these people are going to perish, but there are injuries. This is bad. So it's going to take you hours. It's going to be nightfall by the time that all members of the crew are present and accounted for. Gilbert's going to be the last one that you find. And the best you can make out is that Gilbert was still perhaps in the captain's quarters, and when the explosion went off, like, there was just no chance. Under this huge pile of wreckage near where the kitchen might have been, you're going to find someone you've never met before, tied up, encased in a vent that you did not know was there.
Oh man, I like this. I would like to think that Tobin, when they like see the bodies, Tobin takes off like I always envision Jonas having like a bandana or something to cover his hair, right? But Tobin takes what's left of the bandana and he just like ties it on his arm like a memento. He's like, sorry, buddy.
Adalbert and Jeannie, though injured, did make it out. It looks like the explosion tossed them into the water, and they were able to get rescued before anything terrible happened. Adalbert feels bad. He feels like it's his fault. And he's very apologetic. Jeannie wants to tell you all about it, but restarts 4 or 5 times and then gets to phase 1 of the story, and then restarts because she didn't tell the first part properly.
You're gonna get murdered in your sleep.
You're gonna get your ass kicked.
Recording in a cardboard box.
I love the couch.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad couch. It's a nice couch. Roland would just kind of like pull you in, because there are no words. This has been the worst day that he can recall, and he can't imagine how you feel. So I imagine as the last that this fire is being put out, as like the moonlight's just shining down on this terrible wreckage, like it's just, I mean, I don't want to tell you how you're feeling, but I mean, there's got like, how, like how do you go on after this?
I mean, she's obviously really, really sad because she lost. I imagine Gilbert had been around for a while. So it's like losing a pet.
Yeah.
So that's
sad. You know how older cats get? They explode eventually. And like, you know it was coming, but like, you're never prepared for it.
That's the only way I want Oreo to go out. I'm getting fucking scared.
Dynamite, baby.
Hell yeah, let's go, Oreo. Let's do it.
And like, I guess she doesn't right now, like, she's still processing what just happened, so doesn't really know what to say, but definitely will like take all the comfort that Roland is giving.
There's going to be a long silence, I think. But like, I imagine like he's got like one arm just like cradling you, one arm's just kind of like on your shoulder. Like it's kind of like not tight, but like it's kind of like a firm, like reassuring grip. And after a while, he's going to whisper in your ear, "We are going to kill every single one of them."
Yes.
Would you guys be comfortable with fast-forwarding 1 week?
I think that makes sense.
Yes.
During this week, Roland kind of disappeared. Like, he pushed Welf aside, like, nicely, but like, I'm gonna need the workshop. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and it's kind of a confusing, it's like, do I run the front desk? Like, what? How does this, like, I don't, do I wear a tie? Like, what happens? Like, he's just, like, he's, yeah. So, they flip the sign to closed. Like, they, like, he disappears back there morning and night. Like, he pulls a bunch of stuff that he had made previously. He's just augmenting and just, like, it is just hammering and constant work for 7 solid days. And after the 7th, he's going to call you all into the shop. I imagine that there's a lot of like, hand me this, grab me this, that, or just like, hey, you should eat or drink something, because you're just not. Like, it's like you shut down as a person. Like, you're just so focused. But after those 7 days, on the 21st, he's going to pull you all in. And there are packaged items sitting there, and one by one he's going to open these up and push each one of these cases toward one of you. So first off is Delphine. There's an elongated case. It almost looks like a long, like flower box, something like that.
Okay.
But he's going to open this up. And it is this long, almost like a staff, but like half that length. And there are these weighted, spiked balls on either side of it. And what this is a double-sided mace.
What?
And on the side of it, there are these buttons that you can press, and each one of them, he's just going to run down each one of these, does something different magically. One of them breathes fucking fire. Like, you will be killing something with this. And again, there's that, like, he's locking eyes, like, no, we're going to kill these people. Like, none of that has diminished over the last week. Like, he shut down. So let me just slide that in your inventory if you don't mind. There's a bunch of fine print.
So what?
No, he's not fucking around. Like, during the week, he's probably talked to you about it, and he doesn't view them as people anymore. Like, he's using words like extermination. Like, oh, it is, like, God. He's gone completely. Whoa. It's like, no.
Whoa.
He's going to push a much, much smaller case over to Tuck. And you already got the best axe he's probably ever made. So, like, it's like, well, okay, what, like, what's in this little box? And it almost looks like he's proposing to you. Like, he's going to slide this, it's this tiny little ring box. And when you open it, there's this beautiful... there's this beautiful ring inside. Like, it looks like it's a polished silver with this black spiral etching all over it. And every once in a while, there's going to be this blue shimmer that hits the spirals. And he's explaining to you the entire time that your only problem is people keep trying to slow you down. So let's just take that plane out of the equation. And what this is a ring of spell turning. So, you are half as likely to be affected by spells, essentially.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, that is in your... that's in your inventory, if you want to take a look. Then he's going to push another longer, like, way long box over to Lee. And he wanted to make you a custom glaive. Something tough yet elegant. Something that, the way he puts it, is something that you'd be happy cleaving an enemy's skull in half. Like, something that would, it would feel satisfying. It's a tiny bit scary, the way he's talking.
This mace is scary.
Yeah,
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, this comes from the I'm not fucking around anymore collection. So, he's giving Lee the glaive of certain death.
That's so cool.
We have the Tony Stark of Theria. Yeah.
No, me. Oh my god.
And then he looks over to Tobin. I thought long and hard about what I would give to you. But your hands are lethal weapons. Your body does not need armor. But I thought you could use something with a bit more utility. And he's going to push this kind of chunky, elongated walnut box over to you, and it's got hinges on it, so it's like a little chest. And when you reach inside, it looks like a pipe of some sort, like a black pipe with this awkward wooden like cutoff bit on the end. And lining this case are several of these unmixed tubes of that liquid explosive, but they're like little ones. And these little ball bearings with serrated rings around them. And he's going to take this out of the box. Let me demonstrate. And he's going to like crack this open, almost like he's busting it in half. And he's going to load a couple of these ball bearings in and then gently place these explosives behind it and then close this again. And he's going to point at the wall and pull the trigger. And a tiny explosion is going to go off, sending one of these ball bearings bursting apart into the wall. He created you a shotgun.
I got a gun. Tobin looks at this, grabs it, or takes it gently from him. Like, I have never seen this before in my life. You know, you could have just given me compliments. I think I would have been okay with that. And he looks at the little ball bearings and the gun, the device, and just nods in approval.
Let me just slide that in your inventory.
It's called rolling shotgun.
He's going to grab something from under the counter, and what it looks like is it almost looks like brass knuckles, and in between there's this thinly stretched wire, and he's going to walk over to Delphine. You and I are going to find the one in charge. And I'm going to wrap this around his neck while you break each one of his ribs. And I think that's a good time for us to stop for tonight.
Whoa.
Roland's scary.
We turn Roland into a murderer.
I love this so much.
Yo,
One of us.
I have a shotgun.
Oh. This ring is dope.
He is unhinged.
Yeah. Roland unchained.
Kill the cat, man.
Oh, two-handed. Oh, okay.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Please don't go anywhere. Okay. I can already hear some of you yelling at me. That's okay. Head on over to our Discord. Let me know what you think. Tag me in it. I guarantee you, I will get back to you. If you didn't hear at the beginning of this episode because you skipped it, our Discord is now free for everyone. Whether you're on our Patreon or not, you can access our Discord and let your thoughts be known. Give us your opinions. We want to hear them. We also just released a brand new Vampire the Masquerade, New Bloods. We're on chapter 13, I believe, and I do not know how that campaign is going to end, honestly, but I'm really interested in what they just did. If you know what I'm talking about, awesome. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but they're kind of in a life or death situation, and they're vampires, so it's pretty extreme. Again, August 28th, we will be launching our brand new setting book Kickstarter. We're really nervous about it, obviously. We want you guys to take a look. We're going to be announcing tiers and everything probably within the next week or so. And we're going to be streaming all day that day. So thank you all so much for your support. Thank you for listening to the show. And we'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Until then, everyone, good luck with your games.